Pastor AJ Thompson. The number to call 657-383-0613. 657-383-0613. Mention your vote. I'm Pastor A.J. Thompson. And today, we're going to start off talking about justice and fairness. We're going to also talk about later proposed issues for the ballots. You know, many people talk about mainly the injustices that go on in our society. The big talk right now is injustice going on, you know, in the area of police brutality, you know, corruption. We're talking about injustices where black and poor people are wrongfully imprisoned. We talk about injustices in the job market, where for one reason or another, people don't feel that they are treated fairly, especially people who have had past criminal records. Being denied employment because of that, injustices in that way. I talk to a lot of people who, you know, complain about all these things. And this show is to give you a breakdown on how things go. You need to know what justice is and what fairness is and how it's come about. How who it come from. Who take it away, who caused it to be lost. You know, those type of things. Hold on, call, I'll be right with you, 1062. Many of the things that people talk about and complain about, we already have avenues to address them. Almost every avenue that somebody have a problem with, we already have an avenue to address it. But we don't have is enough willing participants to do something about that. Go ahead, caller. Caller 1062. Go ahead, caller 1062.
Hey, good evening. I'm just tuning in to listen. I really don't have a comment as of yet. I was just tuning in and listening to the show.
Okay. Thank you. You decide that you want to make a comment. Just mash the one button on your phone, and it'll cue you back in so that you'll be able to speak.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Well, we're talking about justice and fairness. And we started off explaining all the complaints about all the injustices that people complain about and talk about that are going on. I mean, and people really put forth a whole lot of effort in complaining or making a show of their complaints about the injustices. You know, publicizing, you know, saying it out loud, even on TV, on Facebook, in the media, on YouTube, sometimes in songs. And this is not nothing new. It's been going on like this since I can remember, since I was born. And I know, based on history, it's been going on like that a lot longer than that. And so it came to me that I needed to research and find out what can be done. Is it true or is it not true? Is it a solution or is it not a solution? Does it have to be or does it not have to be? And so before being able to answer those questions, I had to come to research and investigate it as to what justice and fairness really is. And that itself put a different spin on almost everything. Starting off, establish and maintain. And if the justice is a maintained standards of morals, principles, and attitudes, and those morals, principles, and attitudes then form and maintain dignity, equity, self-esteem, self-worth, self-sufficiency, self-accomplishment, and productivity, which then manifests fairness. You are the only person who can give justice. And the life you live is the only thing that can mandate fairness. The way you live, the way you carry yourself, the way you stuff and the way you treat your fellow man, the way you walk, the way you dress, the way you talk. These are the things that formulate justice, ownership, productivity. You know, in the poor communities and among black and poor, people have a tendency to not want to be responsible for nothing, not want to own property because they don't want to be responsible. Not even want to own a lot next door or even pick up the paper on the street that you live on or right out in front of your house or in your own yard. You know, those are the things that create and manifest justice and fairness. Those are the things that people shy away from and don't want to do them. There's no way possible to have justice without having that first, without having a vested interest, because those type of things would display your vested interest in your own self and in where you live and your own children and your own people and in your own community. Those are the things that express justice and fairness. And those are the things that dictate and mandate that others do and treat you the same. that other people be respectful when they come around you, when they come in your community, when they're around your children, around your family, and around the people that live in your community, or when they're just driving through. Those are the things that manifest justice. And what are you saying, Pastor AJ? I'm saying justice start and begin with you. And it ends with you. Fairness comes from you establishing justice for and in yourself. It's a simple process. We make it complicated because of our refusal to do it, because we're lazy in some instances, some other instances, just because we're broken, because we are a broken people. But being a broken people does not give you an excuse to stay broken. And so what I've given you today is your recipe for justice. So even if you're broken, you can start today to put you back together. Because when you put you back together, then you mandate justice and fairness. And when you mandate that, you maintain that. It's something that you maintain, something that you look after. And then when it comes to the court system and the police and all that, then it's no longer justice that you seek. When people do something to you, that's called revenge, called compensation. That's not justice. And one of the reasons that we haven't been able to arrive at justice because you don't know what justice is. People don't know what justice is. And without knowing what justice is, you're saying you want one thing when you really want another, and so you end up not getting any, not getting nothing. So nobody else can give you justice and fairness. Somebody can help you acquire revenge if you know that that's what you want. They can help you get compensation if you know that that's what you want. You won't know what you want until you find out who you are. And you won't find out who you are until you establish a standard, a set of standards and morals and principles and an attitude, amen, with those standards and by those standards. And those standards have to be high. You can't set low standards and expect to arrive at justice and fairness, because low standards simply says that you have no expectation, no matter what you say that you're expecting. It says you have no expectation. It says that you don't deserve anything. It says that you're not trying to have anything. You're not trying to make anything happen for yourself. It's saying that you're not trying to reach after or obtain nothing good for yourself. That's what low standards and no standards do. And so, in order to have justice, in order to stop police brutality, you have to stop being brutal with yourself first. You have to start requiring more of yourself. You have to start challenging yourself to do better than you're doing, to look better than you're doing, to dress better than you're doing, to eat better than you're doing, to provide for yourself better than you're doing, or to have better hygiene than you're doing. You know, to have better dental care, to take better care of your hair even than you're doing, to make your clothes look better than you're doing. And I can tell you right off, the young fellas that walk around, and the old ones too, there's some old people that do that, with their pants hanging below their butts, you know, with the dirty underwears on or the dirty sweatpants or sometimes the nothing on. just showing, but okay, that's a very low standard. And that dictate injustice, because the injustice started with you. It started with you doing that to yourself. It started with you saying, hey, I'm one of these people, you can do this to. I'm nobody. That's what you're saying. And then those young ladies that wear those tights, those see-through them, the one that got a stretch so thin that you can see everything you ought not to never see, just while you're walking down the street, things that they ought not to want you to see. It don't set a standard. And so you wind up with all kind of men and boys and babies because you have not established justice for yourself. When you establish justice, then you raise up the bar. You set a standard and you maintain a standard. And you keep raising up the bar and you keep setting higher standards for yourself. You keep doing more research and finding out more things for yourself. To establish justice and maintain justice, it requires you to be a thinker. You know, not someone that everybody does your thinking and tell you what to think and how to think, what you want, because you don't even know what you want. So folks tell you what you want. They might tell you in a TV commercial because you don't know what you want, because you don't know who you are, because once you know who you are, you know what you want. And so to be a thinker, you have to stop letting other people and other races of people and other community outsiders do your thinking for you. You have to start doing your own thinking. You have to stop waiting for other people to motivate you and start motivating yourself. You know, being in the military and also in the Bible, it speaks of talking yourself through that. That's what prayer actually means. It means to motivate yourself. It means to encourage yourself. It means for you to plead with you to be about your Father's business or to do the right thing. And then when you do that, then you'll find out justice and fairness will follow you. Even when somebody is trying to commit injustices against you, your own justice and fairness that you are and that you live will override the injustices that they are trying to commit against you. And not just override it, but it will make what they're trying to do to you actually happen to them. And that's a fact. But you'll never know that's a fact unless you establish justice and fairness for yourself. Until you research and understand exactly how things work, how justice and fairness work, and then you'll begin to understand that. But as long as you maintain a poor thought process, then you won't encourage to be a thinker. You'll believe whatever somebody tells you that's not true, and you won't believe anything that is true, because that's the mind and thought process of people who have not established justice for themselves and who are not thinkers for themselves. You know, one thing about a thinker can go into an establishment like a college and not be conditioned to the ways of oppression, whereby a non-thinker can go in there and not learn what they need to know, but only find themselves conditioned to the thought process of the people who would oppress them. I mean, they get deeply conditioned, so they'll only believe what's been validated by that college system or by white America, you know, or by someone who would oppress them. If it's not by them, they won't believe it. And as the Bible say, the devil is not going to go against himself. And so the devil is not going to teach you anything that points himself out to you. Well, he's going to point out the people who are telling you the truth as devils to you. And when you are not a thinker, that's what you're going to believe, and you're going to hurt everybody who try to help you. And that is more injustices. You know, I can go back. I don't know if you remember years ago, Officer Derek Owens over here in the 4th District was killed. Good man, good police officer that helped people and gave people another chance, another opportunity. But poor, thankless people killed him because they didn't know what justice and fairness was, because they didn't have that for themselves. So they may have killed the one person who may have saved them from themselves. Because that's what a poor thought process does. It kills the people who are trying to help them. Or if it don't kill them, it puts such an overwhelming burden on them that they decide if they want to live, they have to withdraw themselves from helping you. And so, again, this is Managing Your Vote. I hope you'll do more than just listen, but call in today. And the number, again, is 657-383-0613. 657-383-0613. Establishing justice. We're talking about justice and fairness. And it begins and ends with you as an individual. And then as an individual, on to your family. It begins and ends with you and your family. And then on from you and your family to your community. It begins and ends with you. And once you establish justice and fairness within yourself and among yourself and within yourself, then justice and fairness is going to be able to be found wherever you go, in spite of it, and with whomever you encounter. Because you are the gatekeeper for justice and fairness. You know, again, when you understand that, you come to understand this ain't something you can get from somebody else. This ain't something that you can protest and get. This ain't something that you can complain about and get. This is something that you have to become. Justice and fairness. No, you might not think it's a perfect idea to be a homeowner, but it's part of establishing justice and fairness. No, you may not have thrown the trash in the street, but in establishing, maintaining justice and fairness, then you're going to need to clean up the street. You're going to need up to clean up the mess, the one that you put down there and the one that somebody else put there too. Because, and then when people start to look at you and look at your neighborhood, they start to see the change. People who don't have good intention, they start to become worried. They start to make an adjustment in their own attitude towards you, because you made an adjustment first. You made a sound that could not be silenced. And sometimes you make that sound without opening your mouth. But it was the way you carry yourself, the way you wore your clothes, how neatly pressed they were, the way you shine your shoes. You know, it's the way that you keep your body clean and deodorized, brushed. All those type of things. The way you take care of your hair, keep it clean and groomed. Your nails. And all those things say something about you. And one of the greatest and most important things that it say about you, people not to mess with you. That's what it says. It says this is somebody that you want to befriend, not somebody that you want to mess with. Somebody you want to befriend, not somebody you want to be an enemy. That's what you're establishing. And I know most people who are listening and who listen to me, because this is not the first time I'm sharing this message, I know that you don't believe it. But think along these lines. Have what you've been trying so far worked? If you tell the truth about it, the answer is going to be no. Because you've had a false sense of justice and fairness. You had a false definition of justice and fairness. You need to have a true definition of justice and fairness. You need to come to know exactly what that is. You need to come to understand that it starts and ends with you. Those of you who are listening out there, I want you to say that to yourself. Because part of getting you to understand and getting you moving is to tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself what you need to do. Say self. Self-justice starts, ends with me. Now, you can even talk to yourself, you know, as a second party. Say justice starts and ends with you. Point at yourself. It starts and ends with you. Point at yourself. Be specific. Starts and ends with you. It starts and ends with the way you live your life. Say the way you provide for yourself and take care of yourself. That's how justice starts. The way you take care of where you live you own. That's how justice is established. It's about you being disciplined and self-governed to those standards. And how that then demands that others treat you with dignity and respect. Reason? Because you then are having that, then you're not a force to be reasoned with. Then you're subject to encounter anything by anyone. You have to come to know that each and every one of you by that help to make up what is known as justice and what is known as the justice system. when you establish and maintain justice for and in yourself. That's what you're doing. Without that, there is no justice.
Yes, for those of you who are out there, this is Managing Your Votes. I'm Pastor AJ. And we're talking about justice and fairness. Justice and fairness, something that has to be begin and end with you. You need to understand that it begins and ends with you. You have in these morals that we're talking about, these particular set of standards that we're talking about. You have to come to know that each and every thing that you do to uplift yourself, to build yourself up, to learn to have respect for yourself, that is what establishes justice and fairness. You have to be willing to change from the way you are right now. Those of you who are talking about justice, you need to be willing to change. You need to be willing to up your game. You need to be willing to have some standards about yourself. There are so many reasons why the system is failing. We're talking about the system is broke, the system is failing, the people are corrupt. All these types of things that will make no difference when you understand justice and fairness and you understand that it begins with you. And in other words, in short, that you are a part of the dysfunction of our, what we call the justice system. You are a part of its dysfunction. And for you are the very first and core part of that. And so, stop thinking that you're not smart. Stop thinking that you don't have enough education, that you don't know enough, you haven't been to law school, and all this stuff. Stop thinking that are the basis of justice and fairness, because it is not. Instead, the basic of justice and fairness simply starts and ends with you. Stop asking corrupt folks what the law say, and be a thinker and research and learn for yourself. And with your own God-given understanding, stop asking corrupt religion folks what God say. Research and learn for yourself with your own mind and your own thinking and with your own heart. You know, stop asking those who harm you and do you wrong to establish consequences. Because of the only people they establish consequences for is you. So then, the killings, not the police killings only, but the killings, period. The only way for you to stop police shootings and killings is to stop doing it on an even greater number yourselves. Stop killing each other yourselves. Stop killing your own self by not taking care of your own self and not providing for your own self and not having dignity and respect for your own self and your own household. That is the only way that the police killings are going to stop. That is the only way that you are going to have justice and fairness. And you need to start understanding that there is no us against them and no them against us. You know, when we're talking about the police, that's the way we think and that's the way some of them think. And instead, when you establish and maintain justice and be justice, and then you understand through that that the police job is the police community, not you, and your job is the police community, and to supervise and look after the police, look over them, and I mean to supervise, watch them, and to work with them, you know, while they're working for you. And if they're not, then it's your job to get rid of them. And if your job not to talk about that, but to take vital actions against that, the appropriate documented and formal actions against that, that's what your job becomes. Now, we're going to move on a little bit. And we're going to talk about some vital issues that need to be on the November election ballots, as well as the deadlines to do that. Now, some issues that need to be on the ballot, number one issue that needs to be on there, we need to change the local ordinance back to in the charter to the residency requirement that we require police officers to live in our community. We need to also have an initiative on the ballot changing the employment requirement for civil service to be a police officer, to also read that it did not discriminate against people who have had past criminal records, but that be completely removed from the qualifications, so that people in our community who have served their time and not on papers have paid their debt are not bound by their past actions or mistakes for the rest of their lives, but can become productive parts of our community. And in that, we also need to mandate that SWORN, that's the source where the police officer used to get their information, that they don't try to use another trick to stop you from being a police by saying that you're not able to access their database, therefore you can't be a police officer. So we have to put it on the ballot so that it affects that way that SWORN is prohibited from doing that, or that SWORN become no longer a viable source for us to use for information and a private source, that they become deactivated. Those are some things that you have power as people, the people, to do. Another thing that needs to be on the election ballot is we need to change the term of office for all political officers, that they can only serve 2 consecutive terms of office, and that would eliminate a lot of our corruption problems in Cuyahoga County, across Ohio, and across the United States. And that needs to be a nationwide mandate and a nationwide initiative to do that, because we have crooks who've been in Washington forever and who establish a mafia, if you will, in the White House. Because we have not established and maintained justice for ourselves, and therefore we have not been able to fulfill our role in government. And so I'm going to insist that you understand. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Pastor Cheryl Thompson. And I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. When you were talking about something that needs to be on the ballot pertaining to making it so that the police officers have to live in the communities that they patrol, could you give us some history on that? What was it before? What is it called? And how did it change? And what is the process to get it back to the way it was?
It was the residency requirement on the charter. And what you do to change it back, that residence requirement, it required that police officers be a resident of the community that they wanted to work in. And so to change that back, it needed a committee of 3 to 5 people, and they'll need to fill out a petition, and I think it's about 2,000 signatures that are required. And
before you go to get into that, how, the question is why, how, and who?
You're fading away. Fading away.
Can you hear me? You're fading away from me, too. Okay. My question is, before you get into what to do to change it back, why did it get changed, how did it get changed, and who changed it?
Well, our current administration, our current administration changed it when they first came in office. Mayor Jackson's administration, I'm to understand, they changed it. Council changed it. And these type of things happen when people are not paying attention to what's going on. When they want to hire somebody outside, they change the rules so they could hire them. Actually, they was already hiring people outside and breaking the rules in the beginning, and so they changed the rule to make the rule that they were breaking no longer a violation.
So,
and
the why that I asked, did it get changed, is that they changed it so that they could hire people that they wanted to hire?
Yes, from outside our community.
And the who is our current administration?
Our administration consists of Mayor Jackson, and it consists of all the council people that are there now, because all of them are in a position to stop it if they thought it wasn't right, or if they were looking after the community, they should have stopped it.
Do you know what the issue was? You know, because we had to vote on it, I gather. Didn't the community have to vote on it? And do you remember what it was on the ballot? How did they put it for us to vote that in?
No, we didn't have to vote on it. The council people voted on it. The council people and the mayor, they have a power of attorney from the people to be able to make legislation without putting it on the ballot. If they can pass it among themselves, and that's what they did. And they did that because none of the people objected to it. And a lot of people didn't even know what was going on and never knew that law even existed, because they don't get involved.
Was there a concern? Because, I mean, I'm not very perfected in the government stuff, but I remember hearing at one time that the reason that they were hiring other people outside of the community because there was no one in the community that could meet the criteria that was needed to police the area. They said it, so that's why they had to go outside of the area to get them because nobody met the criteria. Was that true or was that just something, you know, used for them to? Because I'm trying to figure, you know, if they got what they need within the community, why did they need to go outside of it? I guess is the point I'm trying to understand.
Well, again, because they let some people came in and change the rules so they wouldn't have what they needed. They changed the qualification to be able to discriminate against people who had criminal past. And we in a community where over at least 75% of the people in the community have criminal past. And so they should have never changed the rule to reject people who have criminal past from being able to police their own community. So they changed that. And so that then prohibited people from meeting the qualification. I mean, I have a cousin that's a detective in New York. He might be higher than that now, but he had a criminal past. And he served his time, and they hired him, and he's been on the job ever since, and that's been over 20 years. And so just because somebody made a mistake, you know, America's not a place they're supposed to punish people for the rest of their lives or even anticipate their crime. America is the place that you don't get punished for your anticipation or for somebody else's anticipations or what you might do because there's a greater chance that you might not do that. And so, but we sit back and let strangers come into our community and change these things to make life difficult because we didn't understand justice and fairness and we didn't have that for ourselves and therefore we let other people came in and made it sure and set up things that to make our life more difficult so that they could make more money and that they could have more favor. Now some of these people are from our community, those that are in council, some of them from our community, but because they wanted favor with somebody who was outside of our community, they sided with them to get favor or to get a position or to get a career or to get in good, but for personal gain, not for the people as they was hired to represent.
Okay, thank you. That answers my question.
There are people who go to council meetings, but they just go there to be seen. They don't go to take any action or do anything, so they just want to be in the know. That ain't worth a hill of beans. But you got to come become part. You the first part of the government. But before you can be the first part of government, you have to be the first part of an individual called yourself. And before you can expect anything else from anybody else, then you have to have solid expectations of yourself. So I hope that somewhat answered your question. Well, anyway, we...
yeah, I have said thank you.
We've gotten to the place that we're almost out of time. I thank you for calling in. And this is Managing Your Voice. Thank you, Pastor Cheryl Mahan, for calling in. I hope those of you who are listening out there got some from the show today. I hope I was able to give you something to think about. And again, as always, we welcome your comments and your calls and participation all of those of you who want to call in next week. Meantime, we ask that you call in to Pastor Scherer's Truth is Freedom show this Friday at 6 p.m. The number to call is 657-383-0613. That's 657-383-0613. The show, Truth is Freedom, with Pastor Scherer. This has been Managing Your Vote. I'm Pastor A.J. Thompson. And until next week...